Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The incoming White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, told Fox News Sunday President-elect Donald Trump accepts the view of the U.S. intelligence community that Russia engaged in cyber attacks during the U.S. election, the presidential election in November.
He accepts the fact that Russia and other entities engage in cyber attacks in the United States all day long. He accepts the fact that this particular case was entities in Russia.
But Priebus did not indicate there was a direct link between Russian President Vladimir Putin and the hacking. Mr. Trump, who hopes to improve relations with Moscow, has questioned Russia's involvement. President Obama on the ABC program this week said he ordered an investigation last month because of Russia's past behavior.
Part of the reason that I ordered this report was not simply to relitigate what happened over the last several months, but rather to make sure that we understand this is something that Putin has been doing for quite some time in Europe, initially in the former satellite states where there are a lot of Russian speakers, but increasingly in Western democracies.
Mr. Obama said the Russians intended to meddle in U.S. politics, and they succeeded. Russia has denied the allegations. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari says his government is not resting in its efforts to find the remaining Chibok girls that are still held captive by the militant group Boko Haram. Girls' kidnapping nearly 3 years ago grew international outrage, but yet few of them have been heard from since. In October, the government negotiated the release of 20 of the girls. This is VOA News. Former Iran.